producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Whatever it is that's on your mind today is what we're going to talk about today and every day. And I've got a bunch of you who are waiting to talk, so I'm not even going to shuck and jive. I'm just going to say, give you the phone number again and then say hello to all of you who've remember the phone number and call before I even started the program. Yay, y'all! 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. How cool is that? I was thrilled when I got my very own phone line. I mean, that's pretty cool. Sort of, yay!
I hear it's a special day today, Joy. Is that correct?
You promised.
Sorry, I had to.
No, you didn't.
Let the callers get to it.
All right. A day we try to finesse. 855-99-3-7569. Stephen, you were on the air. I am Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey there, Dr. Joy Brown. I'm one of your favorite listeners. And I'm also a Scorpio like you, and because this is a very special day, I've been waiting for a time to ask you this question.
Okay.
And since it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you.
To a fellow Scorpio, and you've
so much
about,
for trying to finesse it. Okay, keep going.
You know what, Dr. Joy Brown, you should be proud of it. You're a great woman and a super person. I am sharing the love from all your listeners to you right now.
But you're here.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Shane actually said to me, in theory, in my union, you're allowed to take your birthday off as a paid holiday. And Shane said, do you want to take the day off? And I said, no. I want to be with my folks, y'all. And this is what I do. And this is a perfectly good way as far as I'm concerned. I love doing what I do. So doing it on my birthday seems a particularly good thing to do. So thank you.
I agree with you. Now, you've talked in the past about your Scorpio tendencies. It's captured my attention because I'm also a Scorpio. And one thing that I remember is that you talk about when you go into a restaurant, you really like to sit with your back to the wall where you can see everything in the restaurant, especially the front door. I do the exact same thing, and I was wondering if there's any logic to this, or is it just kind of the thing that you say, okay, it's just, my Scorpio.
Well, I think there is a logic to it. One of the things about astrological kind of projections is that they have enough of a kernel of truth in them, I think, to have lasted a long time. I mean, the study of astrology, and I know, look, I sort of do it with a grain of salt because, I think they're probably, it's ancient wisdom, but there's also, all other people view it as bogus. And there are times in my life, I must tell you this, where I felt so influenced by my horoscope that if it said I was going to have a bad day, I would put my hand over my horoscope so I didn't read it. I think, first of all, there is a logic to it in that, as Scorpios tend to be a little bit paranoid. We're good keepers of secrets. We're good teachers. We tend to be pretty intense about stuff. But we can be a little paranoid. We're good friends, and we're very bad enemies. And I think that
yes,
it may be as much that as anything else. The idea, I also, as you know, grew up in the West, and that's a very much a Western tradition. The old gunfighters kept their back to the wall, so they knew at least that part of them was protected, and they could see oncoming threats. But it is interesting. I would suspect if we asked everybody who called today, who was not a Scorpio, how they felt about having their back to the wall, I'll bet a fair number of them would say the same thing. I think it's a more comfortable position. Although, as I mentioned, when I went to the Rainbow Room last week, we actually had this wonderful table that had our essentially our back to the wall, but it was facing into the room, and the Rainbow Room is the 65th floor of the Rockefeller Center, that you can see the Empire State Building is directly in front of you. You can see all the way down to, you can see the East River and the Hudson River and the World Trade Center, and I turned our chairs around, so I actually, I suppose, broke the Scorpio tradition and had my back to the room so I could see the view. So I guess that Scorpios have to learn to be a little bit you know, a little bit versatile and not quite so brittle.
What other kind of tendencies do you think you have about a Scorpio?
I think I really am a classic Scorpio. I think that I'm good at keeping people's secrets. I mean, think about what I do for a living. I don't keep my own secrets very well, but that's because they're mine and I can share them with anybody I want. But I do keep other people's secrets. Scorpios are teachers, and I would view myself as that's my, you know, my kind of subtitle of trying to just share what I know. As I said, I think we are very, very good friends. I am loyal, and I am not a good enemy in that I don't go after people, but I give everybody basically three shots. The first time I figured, who knows? The second time, figure, okay. And the third time, I'm done. And I don't go after people.
Yeah.
I'm not vindictive. I just won't play anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, it's just done. We walk away, don't we?
We walk away. All right, so Stevie, when's your birthday?
November 14th. And
uh-huh.
I am, you look at Scorpio in the dictionary, my picture's right.
Your picture
next to
pops up, huh? Well, I don't know.
What about eating the frozen chocolate chip cookies? You still doing that?
Yeah, and I will tell you, see, if you live closer, I might even be willing to share it with you. I have an entire chocolate mousse birthday cake in the freezer that I have. And it is so rich. I had one tiny slice and thought, this is dangerous. So it's in my freezer. Yeah. So at some point, and the instructions are you're actually supposed to keep in the refrigerator and let it sit at room temperature for 40 minutes. So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work out, but I'll keep you guys informed.
Well, I do the cookie thing, too, and I always remember when you said it, I'm like, wow, someone else does that, too.
Yeah, well, it's great. I used to nuke them, but now I just eat them frozen. It's like Snicky Dudes,
awesome.
Right? Chocolate frozen is not a bad thing.
Have a great birthday, Dr. Joy Brown. I love you. I love you. I think you're a great person. Listen to you all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen.
On your birthday.
Well, thank you. That was so much for trying to finesse it, but what a nice way to start my day. And my day really has, you know, I have some friends who called, and I called them back and said, this is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Earlobes, and you guys have got, you know, we're going to send someone to investigate. Hopefully you guys have other jobs. But it was the worst birthday song I ever heard. It was great. 855-99-DR-JOY. Robin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Nice to be talking with you for the second time this week.
That's true. That's true. All right. So, Robin, what's going on? We talked earlier about
the job search.
About the job that you felt you were shoo-in for and you didn't get, and you were going to talk with the guy who made the decision, who was also your friend that night, and I said, okay, no tears, just get some information. So what happened?
Well, after I talked with you, I talked to another member of that team and to tell him what was going on, and he actually suggested that they might need support. So, you know, maybe I could still be, at least get my name in and
sure.
think out of
sure.
the box and maybe in
yeah.
a position rather than what they're
yeah.
looking for. Yeah, so I was thrilled about that, and so I called the hiring manager, and I feel like I got to the truth. And
what did they say? What did they say the reason was that they hadn't hired you?
Shooting for the moon, so they're shooting for the superstar.
Okay, well, no, that doesn't feel terrific, but it's not personal. It's just, look, whenever you go in for a job search, there may be somebody who's just better qualified than you are.
Right.
You know. So, okay, right. That, I mean, listen, I'll tell you a quickie. I once, the only time I've ever gone for an audition for a commercial, somehow somebody just called me up and said, I think you'd be great for this, go and do it. And there were like hundreds of people. I made it to the last two. Guess who got the job? James Earl Jones. You know, there's no way. And, you know, maybe you just ran against James Earl Jones. They were just going a completely different direction in a completely, you know, so, I mean, it's hard to view that as a loss, right? All right.
Actually, that ties in with another quick story I want to tell you after this one, that involves you, that But anyway, I want to finish this up and just
okay.
say there was a lot of laughs. I actually was transparent with this fellow, and I told him I called you, and he just... He thought that was terrific. And,
all right, let me put you on hold because I want to hear this, but we're going to have everybody hang on to hear the end of the story in just a minute with Robin. Maria, I'll get to you in just a moment as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, lots of advice for lots of folks. We're talking with Robin, who this is kind of fun. Because one of the things I get asked most frequently is, do you ever hear, you know, the rest of the story? Do you ever hear how things turn out? And I say, well, sometimes, quite often not. But you know, it's just part of the kind of restriction of you know, it's just part of the rules, so it's okay. But when I do get to hear the rest, and especially this sort of ongoing saga, Robin called earlier this week, and she said she applied for this job for which she was a shoo-in and didn't get it, and was really devastated, and was going to talk with, again, the a friend and the person who made the decision. I said, well, look, you need to find out what's going on here, why you didn't get it, and what you're going to say is, can you tell me how to make myself more competitive, because it's something I really am interested in. And sometimes there are multiple jobs. In the meantime, she talked with somebody else who said, look, they may need another person. Then she talked to her friend who said, look, let me be honest with you, we were going for a superstar, and you had a story to tell, and then you were going to tell me the rest of the story, so, and then you had something else to ask, so go ahead, Robin.
I think this really ties in today. I've been wanting to tell you this story for 15 plus years because I met you, and it worked perfectly on your birthday too, I think, but 15 years ago, I met you at a meet and greet in Seattle, and I was standing in line, and I heard all these people in front of me tell you how much they loved you. And I took that as a given. You know, I wanted to think of something different to say to you that was maybe profound, anything. And so when I got up to you, I noticed that you weren't wearing a wristwatch. And I asked you, Dr. Joy, how can a busy woman like you not wear a wristwatch? And you looked up at me and you said, well, I never wear a wristwatch. And I just came out of that thinking, what a stupid thing to say.
No, it actually wasn't. It's one of the things that people, I have two answers to it. One is that I sell my life before I was on the air, and it becomes even more so when I'm on the air. By the minute, right? That that when I was a therapist, you had 50 to 55 minute hours on the air. Sean will tell you that, you know, I have 40 second leeways. That's all, 40 second.
Yeah.
And usually I don't even have that. So it's I've really had to learn, and it was really interesting when I started doing television. Because television is much less time sensitive than radio. And when people would say, well, they'd say, all right, we have a short segment here. And I'd say, how long? And they'd say, 3 minutes. And I said, 3 minutes and 10 seconds, 3 minutes. And I always would hit right on the mark because it was just something I had to learn to do very early on. I had to internalize a clock. But if you run your life by the clock, my way of showing that I was, you know, I was mistress of my own destiny was not to wear a watch. And I haven't worn a watch since high school, literally. And the other thing I used to say is it's the only way that I'd have any social life because I'm always asking somebody what time it is. But with our cell phones, you know, I suppose it's cheating. But I was at a
right.
very long movie last night, and I did not check my cell phone. I just thought, all right, just experience the whole thing. But no, I think that. Listen, thank you for remembering. I think it was a great thing to do.
Well, you know what? There's actually a little bit more to the story.
All right, well, tell me the rest of the story.
Seriously, really, really fast, really, really fast.
Doesn't have to be fast.
A week later, and you were talking about eyewear. At that time, I was wearing cat eye glasses with rhinestones on the top.
I love
and,
that.
And you were talking about how you met this woman, I think it was Seattle, you said, and I'm listening, and you said, I met this really hip woman in Seattle. She was wearing cat eye glasses.
They're back. Rhinestones.
And so I was thrilled. I just about lost my lunch because I came out of that thinking that I asked something stupid when you were concentrated on my glasses, so I got the truth.
Well, I wasn't. I wouldn't have thought it was stupid otherwise. I mean, I just think that I'm always, look, part of me, I love my job because people share their lives with me. They share what's important with me. And, you know, talking about the weather, I'm not very good at small talk. I'm not very interested in it. And I've always felt like I am so blessed because I get to connect. And so when you would say something like that, I would think that was great because whatever it means to to you is what my mother just called me. All right, it's my birthday. Mom called and she said, "What do I send you for your birthday?" I thought Mom is a little late, but I didn't say that. I said, "Mom, that a gift should reflect the donor as well as the recipient. And as far as I'm concerned, any comment from anybody reflects you as much as it reflects me. And so I am fascinated, touched, encouraged, invigorated by it." So, I mean, I do notice. You know, I can tell you, if I go to a party, you don't want to ask me who was there and what they were wearing, because I will go on for the next 4 hours, because it just registers. So I was delighted. And I mean, I don't even have to remember exactly the event. I know that I would have been delighted by you saying you don't have a watch, because you noticed, you connected, you were sharing part of who you were with me, and I think that's fantastic.
Oh, that's even a double bonus. Thank you so much, and happy.
Well, wait a minute. So what happened about the job?
Oh, well, you know, it's kind of funny. You were talking about the eclipse the other day, and
yeah.
I actually kind of were tying in with horoscope again. And what I kind of read about what was going on with all the eclipses is that you kind of plant your seeds right now.
Yeah.
And they might come
Great.
To fruition later.
Great.
And I'm positive about this.
Well, I am too. You sound like a completely different woman than you did 2 days ago. So good on you. If it's not this, it's something else. So,
that's
and,
right.
You know,
that's
I think
right.
that's the other thing for us to be aware of. And as you guys know, you know, I can, as Stephen pointed out, Scorpios can be a little intense. And so when I want something. And sometimes it works out a lot, and sometimes it doesn't. And I've learned conclusively and basically and fundamentally that if it doesn't happen, there's a reason, and something better will happen. And I didn't see the pattern. And at the time, I mean, it's not to say I can't be disappointed, but it doesn't last for very long, because I really do have the sense of, you know what, there's a message here somewhere. Just figure out what it is and keep going. So
right.
I think, Robin, let us know. Thank you so much for calling me back and sharing. You do sound, I do feel, I have the sense it's something fantastic, and we just want to make sure you share it with us when it happens, all right?
I thank you so much.
All right, do you still have the cat eye glasses with the rhinestones?
You know what? If I do. They're in a drawer because it's a different prescription. But
go take a selfie and send it to us, and we'll put it on our website.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin. Thanks for your call.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye
bye. Maria, thanks for being patient. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
This is such a treat for me. I feel like it's my birthday. And I say that because I feel like, I hope I don't sound like a stalker, but I feel like we're best friends. Yeah, I feel like I know you. Obviously, you've helped me tremendously through the years. I've called a few times. I always disguise my name and I try to disguise my voice, but I don't care at this point, because I want to wish you happy birthday, and I'm so pleased to be talking to you.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold, and if there's something I can help you with, I'll do it. But thank you. We're just up against the time slot, and Shane makes me do this. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Tote Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, a great thing to do. Since somebody's, my S guys, my Shane and my Steven have both, they outed me. You know, I'm
let the cat out of the bag.
They did. But so far, it's been really fun, so I'm so okay. Marie, I just didn't want to give you a short shrift because you were so patient to wait for me to see if there's something I can help you with today other than wishing me happy birthday, which I really appreciate.
Thank you. Well, initially, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, but now selfishly, now that I have you on the phone, I would love to ask you something.
That would be terrific. That's a great birthday present to me. So go ahead.
We're more selfless, but like you are. You are incredible, and I view you as a mentor. And I was thinking, I don't know if this is possible now, and I've looked at the site, your website, but the way that I would love to utilize it, and probably other people too, I imagine, is because you have such incredible advice, I would love, I don't know if this is possible, but to sort of view it more like a search engine, if there was a search where you could just put in a word, and then all these podcasts come back that have a particular topic. Not that each, obviously, each podcast has...
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting notion, and people have talked with me about it before. I'll tell you what the problem is. And it's not insurmountable. It's just, somebody's got to go through the podcast, and kind of categorize them. One of the things we talked about, and I think I did it for a short period of time. This was about 10 years ago, and it was really before podcasts. It was just trying to essentially do that for the programs themselves. And, I would either designate the theme of a program, which doesn't work very well as you hear, because there's so many different calls. But I would, for example, I would tag a call that said, let's say that you called in about your teenager. So Shane and I would tag that as we were doing it. So it doesn't mean somebody has to go back over the shows all the time and tag it as teenagers. But it still means somebody's got to organize in that way. It's a little bit labor intensive. It's not a bad idea at all. And if we're in the process of talking with a couple of universities. In fact, if you know anybody who's interested in sort of doing an internship for credit on helping on the website, because, I mean, it's something that I'd love to do. It means, you know, organizing information. It certainly would increase, presumably, traffic to the website. It's a little labor intensive. And in theory, we don't have to do it on the podcast. We can do it, obviously, in the shows and probably doing it as we go, which means that we'd be doing stuff going forward. Although there are a number of people, I mean, one of the reasons that I have some of the podcasts from before is one of my listeners in Canada, God bless him, I think he has the complete Joy Brown library. I think he and my daughter are going
to,
yeah, he and my daughter are going to get together at some point and figure out if they can probably make me disappear and still have the program going for years. But, he made copies of them for me for a couple, I think for like at least a couple of years, going back about 4 or 5 years. But, it's not a bad idea. And maybe going forward, we could do it. I don't know what we do about the archives because it really requires, and maybe there's going to be speech recognition software that's
exactly
good enough.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The speech recognition, I was literally just going to say that. And yeah, maybe eventually there will be something where, you know...
Well, clearly the NSA has it, so maybe we should sort of suggest that I am a threat to the United States, and therefore the NSA would go through all of my old programs and pick out...
Only if you carry peanut butter across the state lines.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I've already been busted for that one, haven't I?
I know, and that's why I bring it up.
I know. It's a very good idea, and maybe there's a way of doing it. And as we say, you know, speech recognition software would probably be the way to do it. And then what we'd probably do is just sort of go on the air and say, all right, any of you who have old podcast, you know, send them to me, and we'll see what we can do. Because, I mean, we go back 20 years.
Oh, I know it. And I've been a listener for 15. You've helped me raise my kids. You've helped me. I mean, I ended up getting a divorce, unfortunately, but you told me about making the list, and, you know, it was a good thing. You've helped me through my love life. You're my
mentor. I'll tell you what I'm going to ask you to do. Make up a list at some point, and you can just email it to the website or whatever of the topics you'd like me to do, because you know what, I do them frequently enough that there may be, and I actually did this for myself once, but I don't remember what I did with a piece of paper. I could probably find it, but you know, and we actually did this where we said, all right, be the program director, tell us what you'd like, you know, me to talk about. And my guess is that there are some themes, like, you know, do I stay or do I go, what do I tell my kids about sex, what do I do about a troublesome coworker? So there probably are maybe 30 or 40 topics. So we may not even have to go through voice recognition. We could just, as we go along, figure out a way to sort of catalog them.
Exactly. Like when people are going through life changes, you know, I stay or should I go? I know that, you know, you have these, you just have such a clear mind. You could have been a judge easily. And you usually, you know, you give the 1, 2, 3, or usually start with 2, and you say, well, there's a third option. But then you come full circle, and you give, like, to me would be what, you know, a book of life, essentially, for someone to follow. It comes easy for you, but not necessarily for, you know,
all right,
folks
well,
like
it's,
me.
It's certainly, and I keep, you know, everybody keeps saying, okay, when are you going to do another book? So maybe, you know, maybe you've given me something to, you know, I've always felt like October was the most productive month for, in terms of my career and options and stuff like that. So maybe this is, maybe you've got me on to another, you know, the next project.
I love it. So how would I send the list? Do I put it on, because I know, I mean, I'm a follower on Facebook, but is there
yeah, just, yeah, put it there and Shane will pick it off for me.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much. Have a fabulous, fabulous birthday, and I'm so thrilled that you're on the air, that I could talk to you on such a special
well,
birthday.
You made it particularly special, Marie. Thanks.
Enjoy.
Thanks so much
for
calling.
You're gorgeous. You look like Cher. You're absolutely beautiful. Beauty and Brains, your package, Joy Brown, just keep rocking. Love you.
Marie. My goodness, I'm blushing. Thank you, kiddo. 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, so I'm going to a Halloween party, which I don't, you know, I'm a little ambivalent about Halloween, but luckily it's not on Halloween. It's this weekend, and I'm in New Jersey, believe it or not, and I'm going, well, I'll tell you what, I'll put, we've determined that we're going to post the picture, so I won't give you, I was going to go with Cher, but it required getting a wig, although I pointed out that the guy who's taking me, I said, look, Cher looks, she has the same color hair that I do right now. She's blonde. I said, no, you can't do that. So, and I said, well, but then you have to go as Sonny, which, and he doesn't have a whole lot of hair. So I said, you're going to have to get a wig too. So we've, I had, I know that this comes as a great shock, but I had the coolest hat. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to. You'll have to wait till Monday and go on the website and see what the costume is.
I may have already blabbed it.
Did I already blab it?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm really good at keeping other people's secrets and terrible about keeping my own. So, all right, folks. Listen. Thank you all for your wonderful wishes. But it's perfectly okay to call about anything that's on your mind. It doesn't have anything to do with birthdays, but as I said, this is going to be my contemplative birthday. I've decided that this is the and it sort of happened that way. As I said, I'm not sure how this is going to work, but just, you know, where I've been, where I'm going, where I am, and so far so good. All right, give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to think exactly. I'll tell you what. Let me determine what we're going to talk about when we come back with Shane during the break. And but in the meantime, 855-993-7569 about whatever it is that's on your mind.
You're getting a few of these birthday wishes in on Facebook right now too. I was gonna say Chris in must be in San Francisco says happiest of birthdays, Dr. Joy. I've been listening to you since you were on KGO in San Francisco.
KGO, absolutely
there you go,
was.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific.
And Kathy, she says, happy birthday, Doc. She says she'd like to give you a nice dinner out on excuse me, I'm tripping over my own words here, and a Broadway show, but never movie tickets. So she apparently is a loyal listener, if she knows that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Chip says, he, as a gag, he'd like to send you a mosquito farm kit.
Thank you so much.
Like ant farms for kids, he says, to help you get over your fear of mosquitoes.
It's not my fear of them. I just, they bite me. They love them. My mosquitoes think, when they see me, they think, buffet,
yep,
barbecue,
exactly. I have
all you can eat.
Problem.
Yeah,
we'll be out in the summer camping or whatever, and I'm the only one getting eaten, but they're all swarming me and everybody else.
Exactly. People invite me to parties just to keep the mosquitoes off of everybody else.
Yeah,
it's,
I think we must have
really
sweet blood or something, huh?
Yeah, we're both too adorable for
there
words.
You go.
Whatever it is. But so I'm not afraid of them. I just don't like them. And what I hate about the most is just before they bite you and you get the huge welt and the itch and the mm-hmm. and the burning, they go, gonna get you, gonna get you, gonna get you. And that drives me as wild as anything. But thank you for the thought. Thanks, Chris. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown program. I always call it a program because show sounds to me like I should be tap dancing, which I can do. I can do that. So I thought, well, we talk about a little bit for the rest of this hour, and thank you all for your good and warm wishes. And as I said, Shane actually offered me the option of taking the day off, and I thought about it, well, no. You know, part of it is I'm thinking about, you know, when in the old days where I only had so much vacation time, and I thought, well.
Sure, yeah.
But I forgot that I actually am in charge of my own destiny these days.
That's right.
I can feels do anything
good,
I want.
Yeah,
well,
right.
It does. It does. And the idea, you know, the original idea may have been, well, you know, I'm not going any place, and so there's no particular reason I'll sort of bank my vacation time for, you know, to extend something. I'm going someplace, and I thought, and number one, well, you know, I really like working. And then number three, I thought, you know, I can take any vacation time anytime I want. You know, I own the program and I can do whatever I want. And then I thought, well, yeah, but what I do want to do is be on the air. You know, what I want to do is work. So
yeah, how many people get to spend their birthday with literally thousands of people that, you know, share their views and love them, you know? I mean, it's pretty cool for you, Joy, actually, I think.
It actually is. It's really, you know, I have occasionally taken it off, and there's always kind of a mild sigh of relief when my birthday falls on a weekend.
Sure.
But because it's a little self-conscious. But, you know, part of what you learn, I think, after a while is just to say thank you. You know, and I'll tell you a quick story. There was a woman when I first started in broadcasting, and she was Armenian, and she was this lovely woman, and she used to bring me things. She would bring me lamajin, which is kind of a Armenian pizza. Do you know that? Have you ever had lamajin?
No. Sounds interesting.
I know it was, and she was an older woman. And I was brand new at this. I had no experience in broadcasting. I had no sense. I mean, people used to send me food, and I would sort of eat it. And somebody saw me do that one day and said, "What are you doing? You know, it's a good way to get poisoned." Which, of course, no one ever poisoned me. But you know, there are all these rules if you're a professional broadcaster, things you're not supposed to do and things you are supposed to do. And I didn't ever learn any of them because I already, you know, the years that other people spent learning how to be a broadcaster, I was learning how to be a psychologist. So by the time I started on the air, you know, I had one skill set and not the other. So I didn't know any of those rules. And apparently, you know, you're supposed to keep at arm's length from listeners and stuff like that. I'm thinking her name was Alice, but I'm not sure that's quite right. But let's call her Alice because it's close. And she would bring me things. She would bring me food, and she would come to the station. And one of the things that you learn at some point is that, and now getting into a broadcast facility, it's easier to get into the Pentagon. I mean, you need identification and whatever.
Yes,
and
that's about right. Yeah.
Which is too bad. But I didn't know any better. It probably was not as easy to access people in general then as it was easy to access me, because it never occurred to me. So she would bring me things, and at one point I said, you know who actually taught me? I don't think it was Alice, although she was part of it. I was just so overwhelmed by, she clearly had adopted me. And I think I actually may have been talking, believe it or not, and I'm not name dropping you, it was just he was the one who sort of did it. I did his program, it was Larry King, and someone called up and said, "We just love you." And he said, "How does that make you feel?" And I said, "Oh, I think they just want to get on the air." And he and Alice, I think that was, both of them laid me out in lavender. Because at one point I said, "Alice, you know, it's too much. I really don't want you to do this." And she said, "Your job is to say thank you." And Larry King said exactly the same thing to me. He said, "You are doing them and yourself a disservice." And both of those people, within a very short period of time, maybe a week or two, had said the same thing. And I heard it. Because it is self-conscious for people to sort of say, to give you something. It's much easier to give than to receive. But part of being a reasonable human being is the willingness to have that vulnerability to say to somebody, thank you. And, you know, it's something I really have had to learn, but I've learned it, and I hopefully taught it to other people as well, that when you say, when someone says, "Gee, you know, you look great," and you say, "Oh, you know, I haven't gotten enough sleep," what you're doing is really debasing both their comment and yourself, and there's no reason to do that. And the reason we do it is because we feel vulnerable, we feel indebted, we feel, you know, on the spot at that moment, but still that we can learn to deal with those negative feelings, because it does both parties a disservice. And the alternative is just to stand there and let the positive kind of sink in and say thank you. And that's all that's really required. And it's amazing how difficult. Kids don't have any problem with it. But
exactly,
somehow,
yeah,
as we get a little older, and maybe it's
hard,
parents,
yeah,
saying, yeah, oh, you don't want to be stuck up or you're going to have a big... It's the wrong philosophy that learning to say thank you and feel that affection or the admiration or whatever it is the compliment is really an important thing to do. And again, I think kids know it, and somehow maybe it's during adolescence, but I do really think it has to do somewhat with parenting of sort of teaching humility. And I think it's okay to know your own weaknesses and to be honest about them and want to repair them. But I think it's equally important to know your own strengths. And somehow we've evolved a society that says, you know, it's okay to be falsely humble, but it's not okay to sort of claim your own strengths. And I think it's a mistake. I think it's a mistake all the way around. Because it's you know, Anna and the King of Siam, the more you say something, the more you believe it. And the more you say things like, oh, I don't deserve it, or you shouldn't have, or, you know, no, you're mistaken, or... and I still have a hard time with it when someone says, well, you know, I actually got carded someplace recently, and I was
awesome.
I said, I'd like to kiss both you and your seeing eye dog, which is probably, you know, I mean, there's still that vestige of that part that says, as opposed to just saying, wow, thanks, of course. You know,
right.
I will get out my driver's license that is has Roman numerals on it. No, it doesn't. So, all right. So that's my thought for the day. We come back. I thought we'd talk a little bit, just because this has been kind of a week of kind of mixed messages from the news media. And so I, as you know, you folks who listen all the time know, I kind of switched directions midweek. And we just got an Ebola story out of New York, that the first person who's been diagnosed with Ebola is a young doctor who was in Doctors Without Borders. But the nurse that had Ebola is fine. They released her. So it's not that we're not aware that the world can sometimes be a treacherous place. But thank goodness Jennifer Aniston finally has a wedding date plan. I mean, I feel so much better.
Yeah, the world is
much safer.
Much
better. But to talk about what this year, the positive part of this year, and just maybe because I'm just having such fun today that I thought we'd maybe continue that. Please understand that if there's something in your life that I don't want to talk about positive things, I'm having a tough time, call, right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.